morning, afternoon, evening, and morrow, everyone. In the words of that oh-so-famous little wooden boy, I got no strings to hold me down to make me fret or frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. My dear listeners, I gave you the power to help, and yet you chose to revel in mischief. Now, the Bobini family and the Martinet family scar a new history into the city. And it's all your faults. Hello, caller. You're on with Help Self. How will your little jokes make everything worse for everyone?
Tess, as your lawyer, I feel that I have to intervene here.
Here? You have to intervene. Here?
Frankly, we all thought you were just pretending all these things. That's why we kept suggesting crazy stuff.
We?
That psychic you spoke to was my buddy Marge from law school. She lost a bet, and it was butt-chugging or calling into your show.
So, this is your doing.
No, I am not culpable in any way.
Let's see what Martini Martinet has to think about that. Guards! Get me Martini. I have someone he should talk to.
They kidnapped you, and they're still letting you do your podcast?
The retention rate on guards took a nosedive with, quote, "she won't shut up," end quote, cited as the main reason for leaving. They thought this would help.
What the hell is this about?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's think about this for a second.
Mr. Martinet, welcome to Help Self, the podcast where you help me. Say hello to the misinformed snitch who told the Bobini family that you ate Polly, the dastardly dachshund.
Hold up, it wasn't me. It was her. Just listen to the podcast. She had Bobini on and told him it was you.
Nice try, idiot. You think we're gonna sit through 15 uninterrupted minutes of this Help Self bullshit? I had one of my guys try and he was sticking his head in the oven before she finished opening monologue. This show's listeners are some sicko freaks.
Listen, I'm a lawyer. I could be really useful in your racketeering.
I gave up tennis years ago. It's hard on the knees.
So true. And as we find ourselves heading into no man's land, we have to wonder, is it worth it?
God, you're annoying. Look, what's this guy's name? I'll send my guys over and get this whole thing sorted up. Put him on a spit and gift him as a peace offering to the Bobinis. I don't like him, but pets are off limits. Sacred gang rules.
I didn't do it.
Peter Ruland.
Yes? Oh, I mean, who's that?
Go and bring me this chuckle fuck's head.
No, wait.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have for you today. Or forever, for that matter, Mr. Ruland of 3905 Willoughby Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90038.
No!
Now, what to do with you?
That's a good question. What do you think, audience? To do something with someone is akin to planting a seed you may well never see germinate and grow. Yet, take comfort in the knowledge that the fertilizer from the animal is the foundation of all life.
I do love gardening. Sometimes when we bury the bodies is where the flowers grow.
That was very poetic of you.
No, I mean it! It's some Looney Tunes-ass nonsense when the cops come sniffing around and the bodies are pushing up daisies. Literally!
Thank you for that insightful horticultural tip. Well, audience, as always, good morning, afternoon, evening, and morrow. Call in and decide my fate, if you can handle the consequences.
Advice can be given at 323-609-7078.